Hello, everyone, and welcome to the channel break. This is something that I've just sort of created, which is basically the times where we're not necessarily going to have new episodes of the Akashic recordings. We will have the channel break. And what is that exactly? Well, it's very similar to the weekly channeled messages that I was doing before, but it is just the break in between the seasons, or in this case, it wasn't a break in between the seasons. It was Mercury retrograde. Now, this should come as no surprise to any of you that sometimes that wreaks havoc on technology. And that was certainly the case this week and last week, actually, in fact, where we tried to record some things. We had to record some discussions and we had to do some other things. And we tried twice. And both times there were technical issues, there were sound issues, there were all kinds of things going on. And so basically we took that as a sign from the universe that we just needed to take this week off from doing an episode and that we can resume next week when things might be a little less chaotic with the eclipse energies, with the Mercury retrograde, with all of the things that have been happening. So here I am talking to you and giving you a little message for this week instead of a full episode of the Akashic recordings. You will have a brand new episode next week. Well, hopefully, provided that the universe is deeming that that is something that will happen based on what the energies are doing at the moment. So we're going with the flow. And that's the whole thing, is that when we go into something without expectations, and that's part of the message for today, that's when things really start to unfold for us. And when things start to unfold in that way, that is aligned, it's beautiful. But if we're trying to push against what is happening, so had Julie and I continued to try to record, or if we tried to put that episode out at all costs, we would have burnt ourselves out. We would have been frustrated. You know, maybe the episode wouldn't have been as good because we were in frustrating energy. You have to listen to what is happening and you have to listen with your heart. Okay. There are so many content creators out there that just absolutely continue to do content no matter what. Doesn't matter what the cost is. They just do it at the cost of their sleep, at the cost of their potential day jobs, at the cost of everything. And the one thing I don't want to do is I don't want the content to suffer. I also don't want myself and Julia to suffer based on us trying to just get something out, right? So we're listening to our bodies and practicing what I preach, which is listening to your heart, listening to your soul as to what is the most aligned for you in any given moment. And for us at this very moment, it was not aligned for us to put out a new episode. So what was interesting is that my guides gave me a very clear message yesterday as I was going for a massage, for a little self-care, that the message that I needed to give you today was actually, in fact, about letting go of judgment and expectation in order to find freedom. It's a big statement, and it's something that I have actually been really working hard on over the last couple of months, releasing that expectation, releasing the judgment of whatever seems to be happening. So sometimes we think about judgment as you're judging another person, you're judging somebody else, and sometimes it's not that. Sometimes it's judgment of an experience or something you're having in your day-to-day life, whatever it happens to be. So for me, my experience was shown to me while I was on vacation. I was on vacation for about 10 days in Lanzarote, which is an island in the Canary Islands. And all I wanted to do was relax. That's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to lay on the beach, relax, rejuvenate, recuperate, all of that. That's not what the universe had in store for me.
What the universe had in store for me was a lot of contrast,
a lot of challenge,
and also some really beautiful moments
and meeting a new spiritual friend, which was amazing as well. But it was one of those situations where the universe was like, are you going to judge absolutely every single situation that comes into your experience? Are you going to judge what's happening? Are you going to judge what other people are doing? How much judgment do you have still left in your energy field? And so that was shown to me very clearly throughout the course of that 10 days, to the point where towards the end of the trip, I just had to start laughing at the things that were happening. And one of the things that happened, which is less than ideal, but I went for a massage because it was raining that day. So I knew that I had to do some indoor activity, something like that. So I was like, okay, I'll book a massage. And what happened was I fell down the stairs. I stupidly wore flip-flops in the rain, which flip-flops are not real shoes, in my opinion. So I wore flip-flops, you know, these slippery tiles going down to the spa, and fell down the stairs, hit my head. And thankfully, I was wearing a scrunchie bun on the back of my head. I had my hair up, you know, and the scrunchie bun actually cushioned the fall of my head. So I didn't have a bump on my head, which was great. But, you know, I was going to be late for my massage. You know, the lifeguard was there. He's giving me an ice pack, like the whole, it was like a huge fuss. And so then I go and I have my massage. The massage was not fantastic. It was, you know, not what I had expected. And then I was able to use the whirlpool and the spa and the whole thing for the next 2 hours, right? So my expectation was to use everything, the facilities, for another 2 hours. I get in the whirlpool after the massage and I was like, well, you know, the massage wasn't great, but maybe at least the whirlpools, you know, I can hang out and, you know, relax. 1 hour later, they shut off because they shut down the spa at 6 o'clock. I didn't know this when I booked the massage. So the entire experience, start to finish, was not anything of what I expected and not a lot of what I wanted. But what did it do for me? It allowed me to reflect on some of those things. It allowed me to reflect on, okay, what are my expectations of things? And I've gotten rid of a lot of expectations over the course of the years, but clearly there are still a lot of places where I have expectations of what things are going to be, how things are going to unfold. And the one thing that I know about the universe is that most of the time, even if you are able to predict what is going to happen through your intuition, through the Akashic records, whatever it happens to be, even if you are able to predict that timeline, it always, always unfolds so differently from when you think it's going to or how it's going to. So my favorite thing is, like, you can know the what, but you can't really know the how, the why, the when. So if you let go of those expectations of knowing that information, you might end up having a much better experience than you would have otherwise. When it comes to having the what, okay, so the what was, in that particular instance, was me having the appointment for the massage. Okay, well, the expectation is that I'm going to go for the massage. Now, you can release that expectation too, because, you know, who knows? Maybe it would have gotten canceled. Maybe I wasn't able to get there. You never know what can happen. Similarly to the beginning of the trip when I missed my connecting flight because the flight was delayed. You can never know what's going to happen and how things are going to unfold. So releasing the expectation, releasing the judgment of a particular situation allows you to be able to what? Be more in the present moment, not be in worry over what is going to happen, what isn't going to happen, how is it going to unfold, what is going to happen. Right? And the amount of freedom that comes with that, when you can really let go of it. And I mean, really let go of it, not say, oh yeah, I'm letting go of it, and just, you know, partially letting go, because energy doesn't lie. So when it comes to this, allow yourself to be in a space of wonder. What does that mean, to be in wonder? It means to basically be in awe of how things are unfolding before you. And even if it's something that is unpleasant, you know, I've definitely looked at things in awe as they're unfolding, in the unpleasantness of them, right? But it's just an observation. It's not a judgment. when you're looking at something and saying, huh, okay, so my flight was delayed and I missed my connecting flight. Now, granted, I was definitely in a lot of anxiety and worry because I really wanted to make it to my destination that night. And as it turned out, I wasn't able to. I had to stay overnight in Barcelona in a really bizarre hotel. And that experience was just, it just made it part of my experience. I'm going to channel a little message about releasing expectation and judgment, because I feel like it's necessary to be able to have some tools to be able to do so. Like, it's one thing to say, oh, just do it. Just release the judgment. Okay. Well, you can do that individually. Like, as each experience happens, as you go throughout your day, you can say, ah, okay, I'm recognizing that I'm judging that thing, or I'm judging this experience, or I'm judging this person. Okay. So I'm going to reel that thought back or reel that judgment back. But what are some of the other things that we can do to help ourselves stay out of that energy to begin with? That's what I want to ask the guides a little bit today. So before I get into the channel, I just want to have you take a couple of deep breaths, because I want you to get into a meditative state with me. Okay. So I want you to inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. So inhale and exhale. Inhale. And exhale. One more time. Inhale. And exhale. And I want you to pay attention to whatever messages you get also during this period of time for the channel. This is a fantastic subject. We love talking about this. This is something that we haven't spoken about often with Annette, but we have worked with her in this energy often. It is something that she has been fine-tuning for quite some time now. Maybe not specifically the expectation and the judgment simultaneously, but certainly letting go of expectation she's been working on for many, many years. They are two separate things. So letting go of expectation as well as letting go of judgment are almost two different energies. So we will take them one at a time and describe to you a couple of things you can do to help yourselves release from each of these particular thought patterns, these particular feelings that you have during these times. We will take judgment first, judgment of self, judgment of situations, and judgments of others. Judgment is simply a habit based on how you feel in a particular situation. So if you're uncomfortable in a situation, if you feel bad about a situation, you are going to judge it. If somebody is making you feel bad, you're going to judge it. If you're feeling bad yourself, if you're feeling bad about yourself, you're not only going to judge yourself, but you're probably going to judge others as well. And so if you think about judgment almost as a vice to not feel the feelings that you're feeling, it's like quitting drinking or sugar or smoking. Actually allowing yourself to feel the feelings that you have is one of the greatest tools you have in order to get through judgment. So if you're judging a situation or if you're judging a person, I want you to take a moment and ask yourself, what is it that I'm feeling right now? Connect in with your heart. Are you feeling anger, annoyance? Are you feeling embarrassment? What are you feeling? That feeling is what's asking you to be recognized. The judgment is an outward distraction from the actual emotion. This is why the more centered you are, the more in your heart space you are, the less you will judge a situation or others. Because you will be able to navigate both challenging as well as positive experiences and emotions from a place of being the observer. Feeling the emotions and releasing them. Feeling the emotions and releasing them. That is the practice we want you to try. It's the nervous system telling you that there is something that either you are not happy with within the situation, or maybe you're not happy with a particular person in a particular moment. So that is not the time to lash out at that person or at the experience that you're having and complaining about the experience. It's about setting your intention of what you want to have moving forward. And we're not talking about having things all work out in every single way. We're talking about having things move forward in a way that you are able to either be in a balanced state no matter what happens, or that you are able to learn something from that experience. When it comes to expectation, we will throw in anticipation in with this as well. They are slightly different, but they have the same outcome. Anticipating something that will potentially happen, either in the positive or the negative. Anticipation of a conversation. Expectation of a conversation. Do you feel the weight, the difference in the weight of those two things? The expectation of a conversation feels like you owe me something. There is something that must happen here. There's an urgency about an expectation of a conversation. The anticipation of a conversation has a little bit more of an energy of an excitement, but can also have the energy of disappointment if it doesn't turn out the way you expected. When you talk about expectation and anticipation in terms of events, things you want to do in your life, jobs, relationships, we can guarantee that you will almost never be able to see how your entire life is going to be able to unfold start to finish. There are too many variables. And so you need to be able to be flexible in your energy and allow things to come in that you would not expect. Because when you have expectation, it in fact cuts off the ability for those things to come into your experience that you may never have known about. And those things that could come into your experience that you didn't know about could be better than your expectation. The thing is when you have an expectation, you are putting so much energy into one thing to the point where you may be exhausting yourself. You may be in a state of drained energy by the time you get to that thing or get to that experience or have that conversation. In which case, the energy will never match up to what you originally wanted. We understand that looking forward to something is something that helps you. But it is a vice, just like judgment. Looking forward to something is basically stating that something ahead in the future is going to be better than where you currently are right now. That everything in your life right now is so bad that if only I can get to that vacation, or if only I can get to that new job or that new relationship or that friendship, my life will be better. Looking forward to something, having expectation of something, basically tells you that you are not in alignment with where you are now. So you need to ask yourself, why are you not in alignment with where you are now? What do you need to change right now in this moment with your life in order to be in alignment? A vacation you take should never be an escape from your life. It should be something you enjoy, most certainly. But you should not be so depleted by the time you get to that vacation that it's going to take multiple months of vacation for you to even recover. If you are in a place right now where you're running yourself into the ground, energetically, physically, mentally, it's time to take a look at why. You'll notice that a lot of the tools that we are giving you right now include going within and checking in with your own emotions. And that's where it starts. That's what you have to do. Expectation and judgment is taking you out of where you currently are in this present moment. You could even compare them to living in the future and the past. We judge our past. We expect the future. Where are you right now? Are you in the present moment if you're judging the past? Well, you might say, you can judge something in the present moment. Well, certainly you can. But often you are not judging something as it's happening, as it's unfolding. You're judging something after it has happened. It may have been milliseconds, but it is still in the past. So if you go within into your heart space and ask yourself right now in this moment, what am I feeling? Ask that feeling, what does it need? This is why we suggested that you go into this channel with us, this meditation with us. It's because we want you to connect to those pieces within yourself that are hurting, that are judging, that are expecting. Can you be open and free? We want you to imagine your energy right now, free of expectation and free of judgment. How free do you feel? How expansive is your energy? To know that the infinite possibilities are there for you, and that you can manifest the experience that is aligned for you right now, in this moment. You can conjure up that feeling of love from your soul. Your soul has it all the time. There's never a time your soul doesn't have that unconditional love and peace within it. It is a matter of you accessing it. So access it now if you can. And ask your heart, ask your soul, what is it that it needs right now? It is very likely that your soul would say it doesn't need anything, because your soul is whole and complete. Your soul is love. It is the human body that needs things, that needs physical things. So connect in on a daily basis if you can. And start your day releasing the judgments and expectations, and see how your day will unfold.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay.
So that's a really beautiful message. And I want to thank the guides for that and the angels and the archangels for that, because I believe that that was archangels. It wasn't, it's funny, I didn't feel a presence of anyone in particular, but it did feel very archangel-like energy. So I would like you to really reflect on this over the next couple of weeks, especially with Mercury retrograde, because this is the absolute perfect time to work on those things that don't serve you and to let them go. That's what Mercury retrograde is for, actually. It's really good about, you know, cleaning house, so to speak, literally as well as figuratively, right? And spiritually. So take this time, take the time that the universe is asking you to slow down and really connect in to see what are the things that you can let go of. And it's a practice. It takes time. You're not going to be able to let go of this in just, you know, one meditation session or something. You know, this is something that I have also been working on, and I've been working on it in every single thing that I'm doing, every interaction that I have. And I know it sounds exhausting, but it's not exhausting, because you are able to really connect in to yourself on a regular basis when you do it on a regular basis. So it becomes a little bit easier over time. So give it a shot. Let me know how it goes. Send me an email, write some comments down in YouTube, and let me know how things go, and let me know what your experience is. And also, if you would like to connect to me, I have a new group called Soul Discovery Group. It's relatively new. It's a couple months old, in which case it's kind of the space where you can connect with me in between sessions. So right now it's a relatively small group, so you can connect to each other, help each other out. But then once a month we have a call, a 2-hour call with me, where you can just sort of ask me these types of spiritual questions. You can ask me questions about your personal journey. You can ask me whatever you want. And basically it's such a beautiful space, because any of the answers and any of the questions that are asked are really relating to everybody that's in the group as well. So if you feel guided, you can head to my website and you can sign up for Soul Discovery Group. It's 35 euro per month, and you get the 2-hour call. Then you also get a monthly channeled message that is specific just for the group. Okay. And occasionally I put out some bonus material and some meditations and things like that. Stay tuned for next week's episode of the Akashic Recordings. It will be a new episode, hopefully. We'll see how things go, but stay tuned at the same time. So that'll be Wednesday. It'll be noon Paris time when it's out. And I'm wishing you a wonderful rest of your week. Enjoy the rest of that eclipse energy. And you can always reach me at infinitesoullove.com or on all social media at infinitesoullove.com. 1111. Take care, and we will see you next week.